Josh Friesen is with Community Futures of Lesser Slave Lake, and he joins us on the line. Josh, thank you very much for joining us today. The Labor Solutions Summit happened at Triangle Hall. How did it go?
It went awesome. We had a great turnout, and everyone was really excited. The speakers were amazing, and it was just an exciting moment to have everyone come together and even had some moments to work together.
How was the reception of not only the speakers, but the audience to the speakers?
They were all very excited. They actually had people walked away with some solutions to their problems. People walked away with some more questions that we can answer in the future. We got a lot of good support, and we're very excited. We're hoping to continue the project on further beyond this.
What were the goals of the summit?
So we recognized through some of our studies and some of the research we've been doing that labor retention and attraction was an issue throughout the region as well as throughout the country. And we really just wanted to bring light to some of not just the solutions, but the changes that we might need to make to meet the challenges ahead of us. And so the real goal was information for all of us to work together, as well as an opportunity for us to find connections and find ways where we can improve, so we can meet that challenge of labor attraction and retention.
With this event now in the rearview mirror and with the information that was gathered during the summit, where do you go from here as far as Lesser Slave Lake's Community Futures, or for that matter, Community Futures in possibly the entire of northwestern Alberta?
Well, our goal right now, we've actually gathered information from not just from the participants, and we will be gathering more information from future participants because we're going to broadcast this online through our website in the future. And once we have that information, we're going to collect it and figure out the different common themes that people are dealing with and the different ideas people have. And then we'll be deciding whether we're going to have another forum or a different form of engagement with everyone to see how we can come to solutions or support those businesses throughout the region.
What do you see as far as the future for the summits? Is the sky the limit as far as having more summits is concerned?
Well, we're really excited. This one actually turned out really great, and we were planning and hoping that we would launch this again. That's why we branded it as Spark the North as a general event. And we're hoping to discover more business issues or more issues that organizations are facing and addressing those in the future. So I guess the next step is figuring out what's the next thing we need to work on.
Josh Friesen is with Community Futures of Lesser Slave Lake. Josh, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.